You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm doing great.
This is my favorite day of the week. It really is.
Is it?
Yeah, because I know the week is over, number one. I get to look at you for an hour and a half or so. And the topics are very lively. We jump from one thing to another, and I like doing that because I have a slight degree of ADD.
You do?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Where'd you get that teacup?
Oh, so I was in here in the studio yesterday working on a little project with Carl, and I noticed that he has a science project in the teacups that I typically use when I'm in the studio.
They have now become petri dishes.
The mad scientist Carl is trying to grow penicillin in my teacups.
Yes, I'm successfully growing it. Didn't you see some of those green blotches in there?
So, needless to say, today I brought my own teacup in because I like to have green tea while I'm on the air.
I said to Elisa, I'll just wash it out. She goes, yeah, right.
So I will take those penicillin
laden teacups
home with me today and put them in the dishwasher to sterilize them.
There you go. So they're safe for you to drink again.
Yes.
Anyway.
I would like to say thank you to everybody for all my birthday wishes last week.
Boy, did you get a lot or what?
Thank you. It made me feel very special, and I appreciate everyone's
And Adele actually wrote about you in his blog.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, you got to feel special about that.
I do. So thanks to everyone for all the well wishes.
And you know what? Elisa is almost at 1,000 friends.
I'm almost there.
What are you, 964?
No, I'm right around there, yes.
So, you know, another 36 friends, and you'll be at 1,000.
Amazing.
Yes, let's get there. It's amazing that I could do math in my head, isn't it?
Yes.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So what is new and exciting, Elisa? Well, first of all, let's talk about what we did yesterday evening.
Well,
something that I never like to do.
I got Carl to watch Dr. Oz. Can
yes.
you guys believe that? Yes, Carl actually sat down with me. I DVR'd Dr. Oz because it was a segment on genetically modified foods.
Yeah, is it safe or not?
Is it safe? So he actually sat down. We watched the show. And I have to say, Dr.
Yeah.
Oz was pretty much right on.
But I'm going to tell you why.
Because of his wife.
Yes. See, his wife is his wife is his connection to doing the right thing and not being influenced by advertisers and probably producers of the show and special agendas.
There was a guy on the show that did a documentary, Genetic Roulette.
Right.
And his wife did a commentating.
She worked on the show, on the documentary with him.
And she was the commentator for that documentary. So, and then toward the end of the segment, Dr. Oz did say that he thought that we should know what's in our food and that they should pass Prop 37 in California and that we should have genetic labeling.
And you know what? I want to talk about a couple points.
Okay.
The first one is the scientist, the female scientist with the Australian accent that came out second. She had the blonde hair. I looked for her name. I couldn't find it. And the fellow who was on the Prop 37 board, Just Label It, said, you know, it's going to cost 73 cents a year more per person for the labeling of genetically modified food. And she said, no, it's more like $300 a year. And the truth is, who cares? That's like saying putting a skull and crossbones on Drano so children don't drink it and parents know that it's poison is going to cost more, and as a result, people will pay more. And so that's nonsense, that whole argument, because one of the stories we're going to talk about later shows a direct cost to a company for a faux pas on their part. And guess who pays for those things? We do.
Right.
So we pay for everything that when companies make mistakes and kill people, and then they have to go back in and recall products, you pay that eventually. Those costs are passed along to the consumer one way or the other. So all costs are passed to the consumer. But the other thing I wanted to point out was that she said that we already have a system in place for GMO. Yes, for produce and fruit, but not for processed foods.
The organic produce, yeah, and the organic fruit. They use that analogy in that we already know where our food is coming from, but it's just the produce. You're correct.
Yes, it's the stuff that isn't already put in a box. But when a company makes a product with 30 different ingredients, chemicals, and dyes, we don't know what's GMO and what's not. Now, granted, we shouldn't be eating those things, right? We don't. This audience doesn't. But there's a lot of people out there who that's their choice. They should know if GMO is in there. Let them make the informed consent decision.
Right.
So she was a fraud. And then the other woman who blatantly goes, well, I feed this stuff to my children. Shame on you.
She said we've been eating genetically modified foods and engineering genetically modified foods for 2,000 years.
That was I wanted to pull my hair out when she said that.
Well, first of all, let me say this, and I'm not here to rip people apart, but both of those female scientists that they had on the show were not the picture of health.
No,
let's
they didn't.
Face
yeah,
it.
I agree. But even with that, let's say they were the pictures of health. How many times has the government, the FDA, the USDA, and the scientists that get behind things been wrong? Do we have to sit here and count all of them? Cigarettes, they said tobacco was safe. We had doctors at one point in time telling people that tobacco use was a good thing. It calmed the nerves. It made the brain more agile. Yeah, and it caused lung cancer. But no one talked about that. So I am absolutely of the opinion that we want to wait and find out where the science falls on this. In the meantime, I want to know.
That's exactly what the guy said. Was it David Hirschberger? Was that his
yes,
name?
Yes, Just Label It.
The head of Stonyfield Farms Foods.
Right,
and he's Just Label It is
his campaign. He started it. Yeah,
yes.
And he's a food manufacturer.
Mm-hmm. Stonyfield Foods, good for him.
Yeah. So, you know.
Even though I won't eat his yogurt because it has so much sugar in it.
Oh, okay. Well, and you know what? But at least he puts it on there, right? Imagine
exactly.
If they did that. Imagine if they did with label claims what they're doing with GMO. What if they didn't have to put the amount of sugar? Well, no, sugar's natural, so we don't have to tell you that. What about all the other? If we don't have to label GMO, then I think that they should lobby to take everything off the label. And when you go into a restaurant, they should just have surprise, $14.95, surprise, $26.95, surprise, $13.95. So you say to the waiter, what is this? We really don't have to tell you. It's a surprise. Just order it and see what it is. You wouldn't buy food that way. Why should you buy it in the grocery store that way?
Well, and like you said earlier, just don't buy processed foods.
Yeah, that's the first step. Absolutely.
And buy from your local farmer.
Okay, so Dr. Oz, he gets a thumbs up on that.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you're giving him a thumbs up.
Yeah. What's next?
Well,
you want
to? I was waiting for you.
I know it's a rarity that I actually take a deep breath. Right?
I know you're always talking.
He was surprised.
Well, Nick Guggs sent me. Speaking of GMO, Nick Guggs sent me an article about GMO madness. This is a Natural News, and by the way, we are now posting the articles under my blog for Casual Friday. If you want to see any of the articles that we talk about on Casual Friday, you can go to that date, Casual Friday, and all the articles will be there.
Yeah, the links to the articles
the
that
links
we're
referring
to. Because a lot of times you get emails from people saying, can you show me where that article is or where that study is? So
mm-hmm.
You'll be able to get them right after they'll be up there today after the show.
Yes. GMO madness. Franken scientists develop genetically modified chickens they claim will halt avian flu transmission.
Right.
Okay, according to the UK's Guardian, genetic manipulations have developed a transgenic variety of chicken that they claim is unable to transmit avian flu to other birds even after contracting it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So last week the last time we were on Casual
Daisy.
Friday, we talked about the cow Daisy that
right.
was born without a tail. And they manipulated her milk, genetically modified milk for babies,
right.
so that they're not allergic to it. Now we have genetically modified chickens.
And see, and I'm going to tell you something, okay? I'm going to go the way of the brilliant Adele Moussa here. I am not saying that GMO may not provide a benefit. What I am saying is Lots of testing needs to be done to make sure it's safe before it's unleashed on the world. Okay, so maybe a chicken resistant to avian flu isn't a bad thing, as long as it doesn't change the chicken so much that when you eat it, it causes other diseases.
They injected a short hairpin RNA gene into chicken embryos that artificially produces what the Guardian described as a decoy molecule in the bird cells. This decoy molecule is then picked up by the bird flu virus, which incorporates it rather than its own genetic material into the virus's genetic line, preventing it from replicating and spreading. So you're changing the genetic line of the fish.
Yeah,
I mean,
the chicken.
The chicken.
Right.
Said fish.
No, that'll be next.
That's
chicken
next.
That tastes like fish. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So you agree with that?
What I'm saying is this. Don't feed it to people. Run tests on it for the next 10 years. You know, run tests on it and see what happens. Start with animals, feed it to, you know, all of the information we're getting on GMO right now. When that guy was talking about IBS on Dr. Oz's show yesterday.
Yes.
We talked about IBS on this show 4.5, almost 5 years ago with Howard Vlieger, because Howard was seeing these changes in his pigs. When they would process a pig, they'd look at the stomach. They'd go, oh, my God, these pigs have the symptoms of IBS. They've got ulcerations in their intestines. Let's get them off the GMO, and the IBS went away. So take those chickens, make them, feed them to animals, see if the animals get sick. But do a longitudinal study to make sure that it's safe, because chances are it's not. Don't unleash it on the world until you know that it's absolutely safe. That's the problem. The problem here is this. They rushed this stuff to market. Genetically modified corn should have been studied for a decade before it was unleashed on the American population. Now, we can't get rid of it. They've actually destroyed corn. It's virtually impossible to find non-GMO corn today.
On here, it says the GM chickens developed for the study have yet to undergo any long-term safety studies, which means
Bingo.
There is no indication that they are in any way safe for human consumption.
Bingo. And let's hope that they study them this time. Not like some 6 month or 1 year study and then go, oh, they seem to be safe. No, a 5 year study minimum, looking at what happens, what the epigenetic changes are to the chickens and what the epigenetic changes are to the individuals that eat them. And that woman was, shame on her. You pointed this out a minute ago on Dr. Oz. She said, we've been genetically modifying food for 2,000 years. I guess she thinks that we're that stupid to believe that. Nobody was taking tomatoes and salmon and mixing them together. Okay. Nobody was putting pesticides into corn and soy. Nobody. If she's talking about the normal hybridization that occurs in nature between plant forms that happens over hundreds of years and is trying to pawn that off at what GMO is today, shame on her. Shame on her, shame on her. She's supposed to be a scientist. She's not supposed to twist facts like that and try to convince people that she's telling the truth.
But that's what people do.
I know. Everybody lies. You know what? I've been thinking about this because of my own personal circumstances recently. Imagine a world without lies. It would be a totally different planet. Really. But anyway, that's another story.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
When we come back from the break, I wanted to talk about the food recalls that you just referenced.
Okay.
And then the question is, should health system penalize obese people?
Yes, I want to get into this, and especially because we have an exciting show next Wednesday to talk about too.
Okay.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The power patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday, where I am joined by the lovely and talented and sensible Elisa Profumo.
And how come I got the sensible?
Well, because I tend to shoot my mouth off and you tend to be a little bit more cautious. So that causes me to be more cautious.
And Charles Spencer said on my post for my birthday post, the beautiful, lovely and talented.
Yeah, we'll just have to keep adding. We're going to have to make it longer
Thanks,
and longer.
Thanks, Charles.
The beautiful, the lovely, the talented, the sensible.
Okay,
and
so.
And the easy on the eyes.
I wanted to talk about the recalls. There's a couple of them right now.
Right.
Kellogg's cereal recall, which was actually from about a week and a half ago.
Right.
Frosted Mini Wheat Bite Size Original and Mini Wheat's Unfrosted Bite Size.
Why?
They evidently have some metal fragments in them. But the company says that the chances of metal fragments affecting anyone's health is very low.
Yeah, right. It sounds like something that the FDA told them to say. Now think about that for a second. There's metal fragments in your cereal.
In your cereal.
Right?
Really?
But there's nothing to worry about. It's okay. And in fact, you'll really enjoy it because there'll be sparklies in your poopy. So enjoy the disco lights in your toilet bowl.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you just really can't eat anything. So the company says that it's estimated to cost them between $20 and $30 million because of the recall.
Now, bingo. Now, okay. So the lady's complaining about, well, it may cost $200 to $300 a family more per year to buy labeled GMO food. Well, don't you think that Kellogg's is going to pass? What do you think? Kellogg's going to lose that $30 million? Go, oh, sorry. Our investors, sorry. We screwed up. The investors are going to be going, look, we don't want to lose, revenue. So what's going to happen? They're going to either cut product value or increase product cost, and the consumer's going to end up picking it up.
Well, another thing I'd like to point out is the fact that PepsiCo, Nabisco, you saw the list, we talked about that a few weeks ago, of all the money that these companies are
dumping
toward having that pass in New York, I mean, in California.
So they're trying to derail the GMO label.
Right, but they're complaining that it's, the companies are complaining that they're going to have to spend millions of dollars to repackage the ingredient because they have to change the ingredient list.
One thing, they just have to put something on. They just have to put that it contains GMO. That's all they have to do.
But they're spending all these millions of dollars to fight against it.
Right.
They could be saving that money to do the GMO labeling thing.
Right. Instead of fighting with it. Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
No, I agree. And that's why my point when she was complaining about $300 a year being passed along to the consumer. All this other stupid stuff gets passed along to us.
And then this company spending $20 or $30 million because they have metal fragments in their cereal.
Yeah, right. But it's nothing to worry about.
No.
No. In fact, you should ask for metal fragments. It's good for you.
Just like arsenic and mercury.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good for you.
Okay. There's also a peanut recall. 35 people in 19 states have been affected by this. It's the New Mexico manufacturer, Sunland.
Okay.
Sunland made a brand of Trader Joe's peanut butter linked with salmonella.
Mm-hmm.
And it sickened 35 people in 19 states.
Now, I wonder what the FDA is doing about this. I wonder what draconian measures the FDA is taking. I wonder if they're going to treat them the same way they treated the American Peanut Company, American Peanut Company, where they did nothing when they poisoned and killed people. And there's a reason why I'm pointing this out, because of a later story. Okay. Let's see what the FDA does. The FDA is going to go, oh, we'll just recall it. They're handling it the right way, and that's it. Right? The FDA is not going, hey, we need to do something about these peanut companies that keep poisoning people.
This is an article from the Huffington Post, and it just says that the recall includes 250 items. 250.
Right.
I mean, that's insane.
Right, right.
Okay, one more thing on this Huffington Post Health Roundup I just wanted to mention about children, school-age children,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how if they get just 27 extra minutes of sleep an evening,
think about
the
that.
Teachers have noticed drastically improved behaviors.
Right.
27 minutes.
Right.
Think of all the people who have their children on ADHD drugs.
Right.
If they could just maybe go the route of trying 27 extra minutes a night of sleep to see if that helps.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is? That it requires accepting personal responsibility for your child, number one. Number two, it requires parenting skills because, you know, kids don't want to go to sleep at night. So you have to really be a parent and get them to go to bed. And it's a lot easier to just, like, wait until they get exhausted from watching TV or bouncing off the walls and then make them go to sleep. So, yeah, I know. A half hour more sleep and your kid will also perform better in school. We've done shows on the effects of more sleep equals a smarter child.
Mm-hmm.
But try getting parents to get their kids to go to sleep a half hour earlier. I'll tell you the best way to get your kids to go to sleep a half hour earlier.
What?
You go to sleep a half hour earlier. Kids won't sit up in a house when mom and dad go to sleep, little kids. They want to go to sleep too then. They'll climb in bed with you. So there's a solution for both of you. Okay.
Okay, so the next one I wanted to talk about was the obese people.
This is a great story. And I got to, you know, me and Brian Stanford, he's been on the show numerous times. I have a lot of respect for him. He's not necessarily somebody who I agree with 100% of the time because he is vegan, okay, or at least vegetarian. But nonetheless, he begs a question that I have talked about indirectly, and we're going to be talking about come Wednesday. I'm going to let you know what we have a scoop, but go ahead, talk about this first.
Okay, so evidently he caught a story about a physician who refused to treat obese new patients. She had some existing obese patients mm-hmm. that she was treating. But what she did was say that she was not going to accept any new patients who were obese.
Right.
So when the patients who were rejected, they were irate because the doctor wouldn't see them. Some mm-hmm. of them were irate, saying that they were being she was
discriminated
being discriminated right. against. But then a couple of them actually lost weight so that, they could go see the doctor.
Wow, she had a great impact on them. They ought to kiss her feet when they do get to see her. They ought to say, thank you so much for treating me that way because I lost weight and I'm healthier now.
So one thing that he points out here that I think you'll find interesting, but what about those who can't help it if they're obese?
Is that what he says, really?
Yeah, he says that. That's a question that he poses.
So in other words,
because of certain hormones, enzymes,
I would say,
and genes that may predispose some individuals.
And I would say to him, where were those people, Brian? Where were those people in the late 1800s and early 1900s when malnutrition was the problem? Why weren't they getting obese back then? Look, it starts with personal responsibility. If you're eating, you're growing. If that was true, if people were genetically predisposed to get fat and that's out of their control, then we would have had the same number of fat people back in 1924 when people couldn't put on weight because they couldn't find enough food.
I recently read an article, which I don't have in front of me, in the local paper about how advertisers are actually changing the way they market to individuals, and now they're marketing to obese people.
Well, sure, because look, it's almost like look, we're responsive to the Latino community, right? The Latino community is a really a very, very large number of individuals in the United States. So while we now have numerous Latino radio stations and television stations, we have Press 1 for Spanish, Press 2 for English now on every phone call. We have all of this responsiveness to this large demographic because this is a group of people that spend money. Well, the same thing is happening with obese people. We have such a growing number of obese people, no pun intended, that marketers are going, hey, you know what? There's money to be made on these people. Let's make television shows for them, Mike and Molly. Who watches Mike and Molly? Obese people watch Mike and Molly. I don't watch Mike and Molly. I don't find that level of obesity funny. I mean, maybe when it was Jackie Gleason and everybody else was normal, he was the rarity. But now it's like everybody's obese. So, of course, these marketers are getting wise. They're trying to find ways to get money out of obese people's pockets by letting them feel like they're a faction of society now.
Okay, but what I find interesting is that they don't want to be discriminated against, but they want extra benefits, or they want
yes.
to be treated differently, like the guy at the
yes.
White Castle who wanted the booth to be
made bigger for
made
him.
Bigger,
right?
Or they want the airplane seats to be made bigger,
right? And I think airlines ought to charge people by their weight. I think that when you show up at the airline, you should have to stand on a scale with your bags. And based on the total weight that you are contributing to that flight, you should have to pay. Now, obese people will go crazy over this idea. Oh, that's discrimination. No, it's not discrimination. It's paying your fair share.
So he poses the question, should we spend tens of thousands of dollars on Medicare, Medicaid, healthcare system, which is being bankrupt? He points out that our
yes.
Medicare, Medicaid system is being bankrupt. We follow a health-destroying lifestyle, then we expect to jump into the healthcare system and have it perform miracles.
And then, okay, so let's use the reverse discrimination. Okay, first of all, it's that doctor's prerogative not to treat a patient for whatever reason. A doctor could just say, look, I'm not equipped to treat you. You need to find somebody else, period, end of story. That is not discrimination.
Well, that's just like saying, I can't treat the heart, so you need to go see a cardiologist.
Right, right. You need to go find a doctor that can treat you better. I'm not the right person for you. So I have no problem with those doctors doing that, right? But let's flip the page for a second. The average obese person is on what? 8 medications, they estimated? One of the surveys I read years ago. Okay, I'm on no medications. So why am I paying the same premium at Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield as an obese person who is obviously using that service much more than I haven't used Anthem this year at all yet.
Which, by the way, my Anthem just went up because they said that in the area there were so many claims that they posed the income rates on everybody in that zip
yeah,
code
yeah,
area.
Right.
I didn't make one claim, but yet I got an increase.
Yes. So I say to the obese people, I don't want to pay as much as you. You don't want to pay more than me? I don't want to pay as much as you. I'm not using the system. That's kind of like because you drive a gas guzzler and go through 100 gallons a month, and I drive my little Volvo and I go through 14 gallons a month, that I should pay the difference between my gas and your gas. That's not fair. That's not the American way. I also don't have to pay for your food. You spend more money on food than I do. So should I start chipping in for your food too? Because it's not, we have to bear the burden of your choices. This is really bizarre.
Should we pay for type 2 diabetes, a costly disease brought on by obesity that can be prevented, a disease that can be sent into remission with weight loss and exercise?
Yeah, exactly. And lifestyle choices that nobody wants to make. And by the way, we have a show next Wednesday, and I need everybody who can turn out live to turn out for the 1 o'clock hour next Wednesday. Do you remember the Jennifer Livingston, I think her name was, the anchor person who got national coverage on every TV show because someone sent her an email saying, you know, you really need to do something about your weight? You remember that?
Yes.
The guy who sent her the email, Kenneth Krause, he has done no other television shows or radio shows. He's even been contacted from as far away as Japan. He's going to be on Superhuman Radio next week.
That's awesome.
And you know why he's going to be on Superhuman Radio next week?
Why?
Because we get it. We understand where he was coming from. Wait until you hear his story. Remember I said that I think she's the bully?
Yes.
Well, after finding out what happened, it's clear to me that she, to take advantage and get some national coverage, created a sensationalized situation that never existed between him and her. When you hear his story, you're going to be shocked. The whole story wasn't given out by the mainstream media because it doesn't play well.
They
when you hear the whole story.
They were talking about it on The View, and they talk.
How horrible. The poor guy's gotten death threats just because, and we're going to have Pam Colleen on the show too. Okay? Because my assertion on a casual Friday 2 weeks ago that had Ken sent an email to a well-established alcoholic anchor person who was going on the air drunk and said, you know, you are a spokesperson for that station and for the community, and you need to do something about your alcoholism, no one would have had a beef with him. But because we have this growing mass of obese people who want special treatment in this country, he got raked over the coals. And I am telling you that she is no different than an alcoholic. I don't buy the thyroid thing, and if she does have a thyroid problem, then she needs to get on meds. Because clearly no one else in her husband looks pretty fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she's doing something wrong. She is doing something wrong. She is not gaining weight because she's not eating or she's not doing the right things. That's the bottom line. Now, I feel sorry for her because she probably is following the message that is promoted out there. Cereal-based grain diet, you know, plenty of soy, all the nuts, stay away from proteins, stay away from fat. So I know she's trapped, and she probably wants out. But we're going to have Kenneth Krause on this show next week. When you hear his story, you're going to find out that he was not only bullied, but she is a fraud. So that's a scoop. He wouldn't go on any other show.
We need to get that out into the mainstream.
Yeah, we're going to. We have to take a break.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have lots of good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. house. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WeighNaturalUSA.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, before we get started, I have to acknowledge we have two new employees that work at Superhuman Radio.
Yippee.
Yippee. And they're really doing great jobs. The first one is Stephen Lay.
Hey,
and Stephen is handling sales. He's the director of sales officially. And he created our new newsletter. We have a great newsletter. It comes out every Tuesday.
Don't forget to go to Superhuman Radio and sign up if you're not on the mailing list, because it's going to go out every week.
It's got great information about past shows, new shows, articles. I mean, it's really a good newsletter. And Stephen puts it together himself. If you go to the website at the very top, you'll see a thing that says new. And it says newsletter, and you can sign up there, and we won't spam you, I promise you. And then we have Ginny Robards, who is now assisting me in research and coordinating guest interviews. And she's doing a fantastic job.
Yes,
and she
is.
Also publishes the articles in the new article section, so we have a bunch of growing content on the website. So thank you to both of you for all of your efforts.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so a while ago we talked about Manuka honey. And I think Peter Rouse sent us some Manuka
honey, because it comes from his land of origin. It comes from New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, now there's yet another reason why people should have Manuka honey on hand. Evidently, Manuka honey curbs the MRSA superbug.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It says here that researchers already knew that Manuka honey has antibacterial properties. But how it works has been a mystery. Manuka honey has an extra unidentified component that isn't found in any other honey, which gives it an extra kick. Some of the scientists found that MRSA bacteria treated with Manuka honey more often lacked a particular protein necessary for synthesizing fatty acids, which are required for building cell walls and internal structures.
Wow.
The crippled bacteria don't have the necessary proteins to complete their life cycles. So if you take the Manuka honey and put it directly onto a MRSA.
Open wound. Because usually when you get MRSA, you get open wounds. And that's how it, and actually that's how you get MRSA. If you have an open wound and you come in contact with the bodily fluid of someone who has MRSA, sounds like Manuka honey is the way to go right away.
Well, but they're saying here that, the medical grade Manuka honey. So I don't know if there's a store-bought medical grade difference.
I'll tell you one thing that's astonishing to me. When you smell Manuka honey, you smell very powerful B vitamins. Now, I've never done any research on Manuka honey, but I'm willing to bet that Manuka honey is very high in B vitamins. Because when I smell Manuka honey, it smells like B vitamins to me.
You know, it's expensive, but it's really well worth it.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't need a lot of it. But the truth is, all honey has antimicrobial, antibacterial components. But we know that if you just take a good form of raw unpasteurized honey and put it on a cut, it heals in like a third the time.
So I was just going to say, be careful if you do have an open wound and you go to the gym, because we all know the gym is the number one place that MRSA is transferred.
Yeah, more so than hospitals. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what number three used to be? I don't know if it's true.
What's that?
The nail salons where you get the pedicure manicures.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So just be careful. Okay, there was another article that came out today, actually, that cranberry juice may not protect against bladder infections.
But you asked a brilliant question. See, this is what I love, okay? I just want to commend you before you go on, okay?
Okay.
You use critical thinking now. You don't just read an article and go, oh, okay. Well, when you read this article to me, you said what?
I wonder what type of cranberry juice they used. Was it the cranberry cocktail that really doesn't have any cranberry juice?
It's all grape
it?
Juice.
Exactly.
Or did they really use cranberry juice, which anybody who's had 100% cranberry juice knows it tastes like yuck.
I have some at home.
I know.
My niece and nephew love that, yeah. By the way. But anyway, it didn't specify in this article which cranberry juice they used.
I am so proud because you when you start thinking this way, you don't become as reactionary like, oh, you know what? I got to throw the cranberry juice away. It's like, no, I'm going to keep drinking the cranberry juice because it seems to work for me when I have a bladder infection, and let science figure it out themselves. This is another example, like we were talking before with GMO. Science does not have all the answers. Mm-hmm. Science is quite biased, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you wanted to talk about the FDA and the new meningitis outbreak.
Well, okay, so there's a meningitis outbreak, right? And the compounding pharmacist in Massachusetts, you know, the FDA is going, oh, you know, this one event happens, right? I don't know how many people have been hurt from this now.
19 comes to mind.
Okay, far less than the current peanut recall, obviously, right?
35 were sickened by that.
Okay.
Now these people are dying, though.
No, look, I'm not making light of this, okay? But you hear me out. Every day you see an ad for some personal injury attorney saying, were you injured by this drug? Were you injured by, right? You've seen them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just keep that in the back of your mind.
Fen-phen. Think about Fen-phen.
Well, okay, Fen-phen. But I mean, even there's more recent ones. There's drugs that are still being marketed that there are already attorneys lining people up for class action suits. So just keep that in the back of your mind. The compounding pharmacist that produced this obviously bad drug and hurt people. The compounding industry does not need more legislature to control it. Let me tell you why. Because the free market works. They're being forced out of business. That company is being punished for their mistake.
Why aren't pharmaceutical companies punished for their mistakes?
Bingo. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so look. So getting the FDA involved does not guarantee the proper process occurs to a company that offends. This company they've already closed up, and they've been sued by so many different patients' families that they're effectively out of business. So they're never going to hurt anybody ever again. Now let's go back to something that I happen to remember. You know, I'm going to go with something. My dad used to take Digitec for his heart. The manufacturer of Digitec made an error in the calculation of the coating in one batch of pills. As a result, the concentration of digoxin in people's blood was threefold of what it was supposed to be. It killed about 85 people and sent like another 600 people to the hospital with coronary issues, right? My dad was one of them. They recalled the pills. The company never went out of business. In fact, they continued to make digoxin and Digitech, and they handled their lawsuits on the side. Nobody got paid. Some of the attorneys made money. So think about this. Really, I am not defending this compounding pharmacist. They effed up. Shame on them. But they're out of business now because that's the free market. When the FDA gets involved and starts regulating these companies, they don't go out of business. They don't get punished. The FDA runs defense for them. They keep on hurting people.
It says here in this article that I'm reading, it says, several members of Congress this week promised to introduce legislation giving the FDA greater authority to oversee the specialty pharmacies.
This is the worst thing that could happen. This is not going to help anybody. Look, folks, I'm sorry to say this. You're going to have car accidents. People are going to die unnecessarily at their own hands. You're going to get sick from eating food, even in the best using the best standards. Drugs are going to hurt people if you're taking these types of drugs. Going to the hospital is dangerous today. You can't legislate that risk away. You can't do it.
Why don't people see the correlation between what you're saying? I don't get it.
No, because nobody even cares. People are like rats on a wheel. They're just trying to get to and from work and get their kids to soccer practice every day. And these politicians, they prey on that. We're going to legislate that. And sure, that means, hey, we're going to expand our reach. We're going to make money on it now. We're going to control it. We're going to get involved. There's no need for it. This company's out of business. The way this company went down is the way the company that made digoxin should have gone down, but they didn't.
What was it that I read to you the other day about how many people have died from food recalls? It was way over the amount of people that have died from this steroid injection.
American Peanut Company is still in business after all the people that they killed and harmed, mm-hmm. and the FDA represents them. The FDA oversees them. The FDA controls them. The USDA controls. What are these regulations going to do for us? Nothing. They do nothing. They just give the government more money. They charge these companies money to you know, you gotta fill this out and pay this bill and boom, boom, boom. And then those costs are passed on to the consumer. And it offers you no greater protection. This is great protection. This company's out of business now. That's it. They'll never hurt anybody again. The free market works. Expanding government does not. And this is not a political issue, folks. Just look at the facts. Oh, okay. We actually have to take another break.
Okay.
I eat up a lot of time, don't I?
I wish everybody could see your face sometimes when you start ranting.
Am I scary?
No, you're not scary, but you just feel it so intently that it's just exudes from your body.
The guy who wrote my bio, the first line in my bio is I never intended to be a crusader. It just happened. I'm really effing angry. That's the truth. And it's the truth. I am. I'm angry about the way people are exploited every single day. I really am. And the government is the biggest exploiter. Republican, Democrat, Tea Party, I don't care who you are. The government is the biggest exploiter of mankind and has been for thousands of years, and it's never going to change. So the best thing you can do is arm yourself with information and stay clear. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Call it more.
See ya.
Yeah.
My down. My down, down.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Well, Carl, I think that you might need to take an antidepressant or maybe an antipsychotic drug.
Why?
Because according to the new DSM, you have a mental illness.
And what is it?
Because you don't trust the government.
Is that really in the DSM as one of the potential mental illnesses?
Yes. Yes. It's in the new DSM. And also, creativity is part of a mental illness.
Oh, really? That's
yes.
Really good to know. So creative people have a potentially mental illness. You know, it's shocking. I laugh when you say that because you also told me this morning who actually writes the DSM.
Upwards of 70% of the psychiatrists who write the conditions are on the payroll of those who produce the drugs to treat the conditions,
yeah.
Of course. And according to this new DSM, more than 50% of the United States is by definition mentally ill.
Isn't this great?
That I don't mean to laugh, but it's absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd. And you know, I got to read this. When I talked about nail biting, you know, they call it compulsive grooming. It's in the DSM as a potential mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
We got an email from a guy who will remain anonymous. He asked to remain anonymous, obviously. Listens to the show. Huge fan of the show.
Just to clarify,
yeah.
DSM means the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
Right. And this is number 5 that they just came out with. He says, "Hi, Carl. I just wanted to comment on the DSM-5 piece from last week's Casual Friday when we talked about the nail biting." He says, "I'm a therapist
at a community mental health agency. So if you read this on the air, please keep it anonymous. First of all, I agree that the DSM and about 99% of therapy, especially orthodox therapy, is complete bull, and you put the other word in yourself. It is used to pathologize people and pretty much just to make money. I'm not sure how the private sector works, as this is my first and probably last year as a therapist. But in the case of not-for-profit agencies like the one I work for, diagnoses are how we keep our funding. Without them, there's no way we'd be able to keep the doors open. Nail biting is usually a symptom of a more severe anxiety issue, but I'm with you. There is no way it should be a disorder in and of itself. Furthermore, we shouldn't have to slap a label on someone just so that they can get help when they're in need. Without a doubt, it is the worst part of the job. I got into it to help people in a holistic, non-pharmaceutical manner, but the government essentially mandates pathology. I just can't handle it. Carlin, and he's talking about George Carlin, because remember I read the quote?
Yes.
Carlin was right about the government keeping people down as much as possible, and their mental health field is certainly part of that problem. The stigma that follows the diagnosis is practically crippling for many people, and in many cases, they just give up and never try to reach their full potential in life. It just works like the epigenetics, and I've seen it have a horrible effect on multiple generations. Thanks for essentially offering an ear. I definitely can't discuss this sort of thing with my colleagues. Also, thanks to you and Elisa for being at the forefront of so many important issues. Now, that's from a therapist.
That's amazing.
God bless him for seeing the light, because most, they just drink the Kool-Aid. They can't go, oh my God, what I'm doing is really crazy, because, no pun intended, because they have to make, I have to make a living at it. I have to believe it. I have to drink the Kool-Aid. We know two people like that, don't we?
Yes.
That have, you know, how many children they're going to destroy? First the first one, now the grandchild next.
Yes.
And they tell other people how to raise children.
Yes.
Scary stuff. Very, very scary stuff.
Okay, one thing I would like to read out of this article, and thanks again, Nick Gugg sent this to me as well. As expected, the way to treat your creativity is, of course, to take pharmaceutical drugs in the form of antidepressants or hardcore psychotropic drugs. The same drugs that virtually all suicidal massacre shooters have taken before or during their rampages.
Right.
That's just incredulous.
Right. They want to control guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this big movement abreast. Well, we've got to control guns. Well, if they looked at the number of people on antipsychotic and antidepressants that go out and kill.
Why don't they try and quantify that?
Why? Because the pharmaceutical industry's got a hold on government.
Is it the same, like, is it this way over in the UK also?
No, it's not. In Europe, the UK I don't know about. The UK has been semi-indoctrinated, but they still don't use the number of drugs that we use here. But overseas, they think we're a bunch of sheeple.
Well, because I remember the article that we talked about one time that the doctors in the UK are actually now prescribing exercise for patients instead of
drugs.
That's
right. There you go.
And that was in the UK.
Yeah, there you go.
I wish that would get a clue here.
Yeah, it's terrible. It really is. Okay, what do you want to talk about now, Elisa?
Well, I just have this little clip out from the newspaper that I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Cold War tests raise concerns. And this was in St. Louis during the 1950s.
Yeah, this is, now keep your ears open for those of you who still believe that the government gives a damn about you. Go ahead. That's a mental illness speaking. I'm sorry. That wasn't me talking. That was my mental illness
talking.
You
need antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah, right.
In the mid-1950s, the Army used motorized blowers atop... Oh, they did it twice. In the mid-1950s and a decade later, the Army used motorized blowers atop a low-income house high-rise at schools and from the backs of station wagons to send a potentially dangerous compound into the hazy air in St. Louis. Local officials were told that the government was testing a smoke screen that could shield St. Louis from aerial observation in case of Russia attacking.
Yeah, because everybody knows that Russia wanted to figure out the code on jazz, and they knew that St. Louis was the jazz capital of the world, so they wanted to fly over and steal our information about jazz.
In 1994, the government said the tests were part of a biological weapons program, and St. Louis was chosen because it bore some resemblances to Russian cities that the U.S. might attack.
So in other words, basically what the government did was they lied and said, no, this is just smoke, so you can't see the streets from up above, but it was actually a biological warfare.
In schools, in low-income housing areas, like the projects.
And you know what this is at work here, Lisa?
What?
This is for the greater good at work. Some people have to die. Some people have to get sick for the great. We have to know if this works.
This is the U.S. government.
Yes.
The material being sprayed was zinc calcium sulfide, a fine fluorescent powder. Now, if you read on into the article, the scientist who wrote this article.
Yeah, Lisa Martino Taylor, I believe her name is.
She said that she felt like that they included radiation in with that zinc oxide calcium sulfide, mm-hmm. or zinc calcium sulfide.
Okay. So maybe that was what they were testing.
Because people, like, there were four. A woman had four siblings die of cancer. Her father died of cancer, and she had cervical cancer. They lived in the neighborhood that was sprayed.
Right, right. So there's a large faction of people out there, probably the same ones that believe that obesity is not, you know, a problem, and it's not your problem for sure. Also will believe that they'll listen to this and they'll go, oh, that's nonsense. These are those conspiracy theorists that think the government is up to no good again.
Well, those people don't even believe that the areas were sprayed.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know what? They should spray those areas where those people live instead. You know what? If you're gonna take people out, take the people out that are making things tougher for us here. But really, when you think about it, the government lied about what they were doing once again, and they hurt people, and they did it for the greater good. They did it so you and I would be safer, so they'd hurt the people in St. Louis. This is that greater good approach that governments operate under. It's sad. It's sad. You're not worth anything to the government. If you fall into the 1% that has to be harmed so the 99% will benefit, you're not worth anything to the government.
Well, and I see all these articles come across Facebook, just other social media areas about being sprayed, areas being sprayed. It makes me wonder now what really is going on.
Sure. What about not too long ago they were spraying neighborhoods because of the West Nile flu virus, and they said they were killing mosquitoes. And who knows if the government says, well, while we're doing that, we've been meaning to test this new biological agent, see if it makes people's hair fall out. Let's go ahead and mix that in with it. We'll kill the bugs, and we'll see if anybody gets sick. I mean, who knows? And you know, people saying, oh, Carl, now you're stretching. I'm not stretching. The government does all sorts of stupid stuff like this. They sterilized women in the Philippines under the guise of giving them free vaccinations.
And they injected people with syphilis.
Yeah, and people who didn't have the ability to defend themselves. These are people in
mental institutions. Yeah. They injected them with syphilis.
Oh, but that's the whole greater good thing. Well,
and it was the government.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was during this era also.
How is that any different than what Hitler did to the Jews that he tested on them? How is that any different? Oh, we're reviled about what Hitler did. You know what? Hitler did it in everybody's faces. He just did it. He went out there and he did it. He didn't lie about it. Our government lies about it. They act like they're not doing anything bad, and they are. They just cover it up. It's sad. Really, really sad. Really sad. You want to take a break now and then go to the next stories, and then we have some listener mail to read also?
Okay.
I'm
sitting here shaking my head. Yes.
Yeah, but the audience can see that. They can see it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a couple more stories to cover, and we've got some listener email. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. What's the scientific approach to the approach to the course, and the force is centrifugal. Centrifugal. Can you find your way through the lyrics that be catching up? Throw another rhyme. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I'm old enough to remember that song. You're not.
That just said, don't hate us because we feel good. Yeah. Do you feel good?
I feel great. I really do feel good today.
Good.
I've been training again. I do. I have to tell you, I am embracing the way I feel. I have to give a shout out. You know, we can see where people listen from.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody listening to the show right now, just east of Sydney, Australia. And I just looked at the world clock. It's like 1 a.m. in the morning there. Whoever you are, thank you so much. At the same time, get to sleep. You can listen to the podcast tomorrow.
You need your sleep.
Yeah, come on. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Go to bed. Whoever you are, but thank you for your continued support and loyalty. We have a lot of listeners in Australia.
Yes, we do.
A lot of listeners. Yeah, it's wonderful people there.
I have an article here from Time Healthland. It says, the least healthy employees are hospital workers.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
It is. It just says here, previous studies have documented the unhealthy habits of healthcare workers, including their relatively poor eating habits. It also talks about their low rates of preventative screening.
Right. Well, you know somebody who was a nurse, and she hasn't been to a doctor in how long?
She's not. She doesn't even have a blood test on file for a marker for as she ages.
For since she had a child.
Probably. Yes, but that's 12 years.
Right.
Also, I have a friend who is a pharmaceutical sales rep.
Yeah, this is funny.
And we were talking about this yesterday because we were talking about she was in an office and they were doing some screening and one of the girls who was really skinny, she said, "I'm skinny. I don't need to have any healthcare screening done."
She was doing antioxidant
screening. Antioxidant screening.
She says, I don't need antioxidant screening because I'm skinny.
And meanwhile, they were eating donuts and so this person was also talking about every time she brings lunch into these offices for lunch and learns, they don't want vegetable trays. They want cookies and candies and pizzas and mm-hmm. just that's how they eat.
Right. So these are the people that are giving other people advice on healthcare. But the reality is the doctors know nothing about healthcare. I've said this before.
Well,
if you go to your doctor and say,
nutrition.
Yeah, how do I stay healthy? He'll say, I don't know, but just come back when you're sick. That's what he'll say.
Right.
So it's ridiculous. Okay. We have listener emails to talk about.
We do.
This one I want to talk about first, comes from, Justin Smith. Justin sent me an article that's right now in the Mail Online in the UK.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there's a big movement in the UK. Remember, for those of you who've been listening to the show long enough, know that I've been predicting the repurposing of statin drugs. Once the word was out that statin drugs do not reduce the risk of ischemic events, infarctions, and people who take statin drugs have heart attacks at the same rate as the general population. So they have no value. And if anything, they have a myriad of side effects that are not good, including dementia, muscle wasting, and so on and so forth. And I said, they're going to have to repurpose these. So they thought it out by using them. They're telling people that you can reduce pain by taking statin drugs, that they're anti-inflammatory. Now there's a big push in the UK to convince people that taking a statin drug every day could reduce your risk of cancers. I just gleaned the article, okay?
Uh-huh.
The premise of this information is cancer cells need cholesterol to keep building more cells. So if you reduce the available cholesterol, you reduce the ability for the body to develop these cancers and tumors. But now think about that for a second. Cholesterol medications reduce cholesterol, which is required for all cells, cancer or healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you're saying is let's destroy the whole body to ensure that some cancer cells don't grow. Well, oxygen has been implicated in the growth of cancers. Why don't we just asphyxiate people and say, well, you know what? Oxygen has been implicated in the growth of cancers. Let's just choke people, suffocate yourself now, and you'll never have any cancer.
Well, that's like the show yesterday that you and Adele Musa had about breast cancer. And actually, I had a conversation with one of my friends, and she said that her sister-in-law had a double mastectomy done because her mother had breast cancer, and she had the gene for it.
Right. She had the gene for it. She also has the gene for an appendicitis. Why don't she have her appendix removed? And her mother had 6 cavities when she was 43 years old.
Her mother had dentures, so
yeah,
she
so why doesn't she have her teeth pulled
removed
now? Why wait till they fall out on their own? And this is idiotic. This is idiotic. Nobody does this sort of stuff. I mean, who does this sort of stuff? It's stupid.
Some people do.
And especially since we know, and I said this yesterday, it's worth repeating. One of the things we learned about from the Human Genome Project in the area of breast cancer was that these women that underwent their screening and were determined, there was like 38 women were determined to have the genetics for breast cancer. And of the 38 women, a certain number of them, I think it was almost half of them, went for radical mastectomies and the other ones didn't. Well, the ones that didn't, only 2 or 3 of them developed cancer. The rest of them never did. So imagine if they would have had their breasts lopped off for no reason at all, like those other idiots did. And I shouldn't say idiots. I am apologizing right now. They're not idiots. They were told by their doctors that your genetics predict your outcome. End of story. The doctors were wrong once again. Really? Oh, yeah. So all those women out there who had their breasts lopped off because they were told they had the genetics of cancer may never have developed cancer because we know you could have the genetics for anything and never develop the illness because of your lifestyle.
I definitely have the genetics for rheumatoid arthritis. Every girl in my family, every female in my family has it.
But you also do things very differently than the rest of the women in your family.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things is training very hard. Okay, right. What else do we want to talk about before we read listener mail?
I have a couple listener mails here, emails here. This one comes from Ron Davis. I have a friend with hemochromatosis, a 35-year-old female, and was wondering if systemic enzymes may have some benefit at treating this disease.
I don't even know what it is. What are you looking at?
You can hear your paper rumbling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I gotta
open a throat
zinc,
lozenge.
A
for
zinc
a
lozenge.
Yeah. I don't even know what it is. How do you spell it?
Hemochromatosis. He's Googling it right now.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is. Oh, too much iron in the body.
Systemic enzymes. Do you think they'll help?
I don't know about systemic enzymes, but what I can tell you is if it's a woman, right?
35-year-old female.
I wonder if she's premenopausal. Obviously, she hasn't gone through menopause. She needs to just go give blood once a quarter.
That's a good idea.
That'll reduce the load. And look at her diet. Where's she getting all this iron from?
Mm-hmm.
She's getting it from someplace. But I would go give blood every other month for a little while and see what it comes down to. I mean, that's the best way to handle this without going to, like, interventions that could disrupt other things. So that's what I would do.
Robert Mercado. Mercado.
Mercado.
I recently tore my left thumbnail off at the gym and wanted to know your recommendations for workouts and supplementation to keep me from losing too much of the work I've put in, but at the same time speed up the healing. I'm trying to decide also, this is in addition to, I'm trying to decide which Age Force patch would complement my current shipment of the EAA patch
Essential amino acids, yeah.
Testosterone, HGH, or other. He's 32, 162 pounds, low teens body fat, and on a 90-10 paleo supplementation diet for a couple of years.
As far as the thumb goes, gee, that's a hard one because you use your thumb just about on all pulling movements. Healing it faster, I would probably use...
I bet that hurt.
Yeah,
oh,
my God, losing a nail is terrible. I would probably turn to things that increase nitric oxide production. If you could do it locally, that would be even better. If you get it, like, just on the thumb. I'm sorry. I don't know how you would do that because you would have to come up with some sort of a cream, I guess. I really don't know. I mean, I'm at a loss. It's so, you know, there's so little blood flow to the fingers. It's hard to get things to work in that area. I think you just have to wait this one out. And I would try to protect the thumb as much as possible until the nail starts growing back. As far as which patch I would go for in this case here, I think I would go for the testosterone patch because if you can elevate testosterone, you'll automatically elevate IGF-1 and growth hormone as well.
What about one of those little things that keeps the thumb standing straight up and it goes over it with a metal?
That's not the problem.
Well, it would protect it.
It would protect it, but the problem is his thumb is functional, but if he tries to grip anything, the pain at the tip of the thumb is just unbearable without the nail there.
Right.
You know, it's very, very uncomfortable. This is one of those injuries. I mean, you're not going to be able to do pulling movements very easily. I would use straps if you have to do pulling movements. I mean, pressing you can probably do without gripping if you go to machine presses for a while. But it's the pulling movements that are going to be a problem for you.
Right.
I feel bad. I don't know. I don't have. You know, I would use straps. Try straps and take some of the grip out of your movements for a while.
That's a good idea.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
This one's from Albert Woody. You mentioned again about TRT and some people have trouble with adrenals. We really need a show on all the pluses and minuses of TRT and what we should look out for.
Yeah, I would love to get Dr. Eugene Shippen on the show about that one because he's the go-to guy on male hormone replacement therapy, testosterone therapy. And I don't think there's many downsides. When I talked about the adrenals atrophying I was talking about using super physiological doses of testosterone. If you're using physiological doses, 250 milligrams a week, the adrenals don't have a problem. If you're using 1,000 milligrams a week, 750 milligrams a week, your adrenals do have the ability to atrophy. So,
there was a post on Facebook about Dr. Oz. I think Gordon Waddell posted it.
Okay.
And so he put on here, I guess he went back and watched it. He must have DVR'd it and went back and watched it. Oz tried to redeem himself by having that idiot, the hungry girl, on the second part of this show where they promoted frozen and canned vegetables and foods as being healthy. He also plugged beets at the end of the show as the food he would take with him is stuck on a desert island.
That's a different show. That's not the one we watched last night.
Oh.
Oh, did we not watch the whole show last night? Yeah.
I didn't remember that part of him saying he would eat beets because he had that whole list of foods to avoid.
And beets are GMO.
And beets were on the list of foods to avoid.
Right.
And now here he's saying that he would take beets with him if he were on a desert island.
Maybe we turned the show off too soon. I guess we didn't watch the end of the show.
All of that canned garbage is full of GMO, and the beets are one of the largest GMO crops. He never mentioned organic food once. He had to make his sponsors happy.
I think he did talk about organic foods with one of the doctors
right,
that he spoke to, but
I
don't know if it was a different show.
He had the USDA organic
sticker look
up
for this,
there.
He said.
Look for this. So maybe
there might be a different show. There is a different GMO show. I know that there was if you go on the Oz website, there's the first GMO show that they did, and then there's this one that they did, is GMO safe.
So. Right. So he just contradicts himself in different shows, though.
Always. That's my big issue with him. My big issue with him is that he contradicts himself. And I don't mind. Look, things change. I change my opinion about things, but I come forth and say I was wrong about this, so I changed my opinion about that. He just goes on like he never said those things before. He tells people that beets are great because of their antioxidant value.
Right.
Then, not even a week and a half later, he did a GMO show where he didn't even acknowledge that he had just told people to eat plenty of beets after they said there was, you know, sugar beets are one of the most prominent GMO crops out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he always contradicts himself, and he acts like no one is going to catch him. He just goes on. And that's what doctors do, by the way. That's exactly what doctors do. They never admit they made a mistake. They just move on. That's it.
So. That's what the pharmaceutical companies do, too.
Yeah, sure they do. We have a question from... let's see, who else? Did you get? You got Albert Woody, Daniel Neudeman. Hey, Carl, do you still sell ginger? Yes, we have ginger on the website, Daniel Neudeman. It's actually in the Supreme Radio store, the e-store.
Just go to the website.
Yeah,
and
half
click
kilos,
on.
Half kilos. Do we have anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, please remember, mark your calendar, no matter what you're doing, next week, Wednesday, the 1 o'clock hour. I want people to tune in live. We're going to try to make this particular interview go viral. We want this information to get out there about what was done to Kenneth Krause as a result of a well-meaning email. When you learn what Kenneth Krause attempted to do for Jennifer Livingston, I think her name is.
Isn't he a scientist, you said?
He's a science writer.
Oh, okay.
He's a nice guy, well-meaning guy. When you hear the whole story, you're going to smack yourself in the forehead and go, why didn't I hear this on CBS and ABC and CNN and The View and all these other shows? Why didn't I hear this side of the story? You're going to be shocked, I promise you. I bet, look, the guy would not do any other show. He's doing our show. Okay? Because he's one of us, believe it or not. He's one of us. And I'm not going to apologize. I am a former obese person. Over 300 pounds. I never wanted to be obese. I didn't like being obese. I couldn't figure out how to change it until I started looking at the truths. Most people don't want to be obese, but they've given up. Because no matter what they do, they seem to get fatter and fatter and fatter. And that's because they're following the wrong information. Okay? But Kenneth Krause is one of us. And you're going to find that out next week. So that's Wednesday's show. I want people to tune in and spread that one around. Anything else, Elisa?
Nope.
Well, thank you for listening to Casual Friday, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.